Our story today called Adrift by Adam Kahn. In 1982, Stephen Callahan was crossing the Atlantic alone in his sailboat when it struck something and sank. He was out of the shipping lanes and floating in a life raft all alone. His supplies were few, his chances were small. Yet when three fishermen found him 76 days later, the longest anyone had survived a shipwreck on a life raft alone, he was alive, much skinnier than when he started, but alive. His account of how he survived is fascinating. His ingenuity, how he managed to catch fish, how he fixed his solar still to evaporate seawater to make fresh water, very interesting. But the thing that caught my eye was how he managed to keep himself going when all hope seemed lost. When there seemed no point in continuing the struggle, when he was suffering greatly when his life raft was punctured after more than a week, struggling with his weak body to fix it, he was still leaking air and wearing him out to keep pumping it up. He was starved, desperately dehydrated, thoroughly exhausted. Giving up would have seemed the only sane option. When people survive these kinds of circumstances, they do something with their minds that gives them the courage to keep going. Many people in similarly desperate circumstances give in or go mad. Something the survivors do with their thoughts helps them to find the guts to carry on in spite of overwhelming odds. I tell myself I can handle it, wrote Callahan. Compared to what others have been through, I'm fortunate. I tell myself these things over and over, building up fortitude. I wrote that down after I read it. It struck me as something important. And I've told myself the same thing when my own goals seem far off or when my problems seem too overwhelming. Every time I've said it, I always come back to my senses. Truth is, our circumstances are only bad compared to something better. But others have been through much worse. I've read through enough history to know you and I are lucky to be where we are, when we are, no matter how bad it seems compared to our fantasies. It's a sane thought and worth thinking. So here, coming to us from this extreme edge of survival, are words that can give us strength. Whatever you're going through, tell yourself you can handle it. Compared to what others have been through, you're fortunate. Tell this to yourself over and over. It will help you get through the rough spots with a little more fortitude. And from Philippians 4:12, St. Paul says, I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.